Welcome to Pursuing Biblical Masculinity, a podcast where we explore God's Word to uncover the disciplines we need to live out our faith. Our goal is to help men not just know Scripture, but to be able to put it into practice so they can stand firm in their faith. So whether you're a longtime believer looking to grow deeper in your relationship with Christ, or you're new to the faith and looking to build on biblical principles, you're in the right place. So today we are finishing our series on the Sermon on the Mount. We've been doing this for quite a while, stepping through each one of these passages of Scripture and really examining what they mean and how we are to apply these truths to our lives. So we've learned a lot. We've looked at Christian character, kingdom character through the Beatitudes. We've looked at the true meaning of God's law, that it's not just about the actions we take, but also the intents of our heart. Christ has taught us how to pray. He's taught us how to treat others. He's taught us how to discern false prophets and so much more. If you've missed any of the episodes or you want to go back, we have all of these for you available. Go back and listen to them and study and read and ask the Lord to just continue to stir in your heart and expose His truths to you. But now that we have these truths, what do we do with them? Because what we do with them will determine how we experience life. Today we find ourselves in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 29. The first part we're going to read 24 through 27, and then we're going to wrap up with the final two verses. Starting in verse 24, Jesus says, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rains fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it." You see, it's not enough just to hear the words of Christ. It's not enough just to know things, to have that head knowledge. We have to live them out. We have to put them into practice. They have to be a part They have to be a part of who we are and the things that we do. You see, both of these men experienced storms. Both of them experienced the rain and the wind. And they had things in their lives that caused a lot of trouble and commotion. But the one who was built on the rock had a solid foundation. So even though he was experiencing the very same things that the other man was experiencing, his house did not fall. Whereas the man who built on sand lost it all. I've experienced both of these in my life. When I was younger, I had a weak faith. I had a faith that I would say was given to me. It was not a faith that I questioned or studied. It was a head knowledge. It was a lot of just, you know, well, I got to go to church because that's the right thing to do. But the reality was, is there was a lot of other things going on in my life that led to a lifestyle where I wasn't always practicing my faith. I wasn't always living out my faith. And storms came, and they came really hard, and I fell. And I fell really hard, and my marriage was on the rocks. My vocation was done. There was a lot of things in my life that just got torn apart. It was a great fall, as it says in this verse. And it was in that time that God used that complete breaking down of this house that I had built on sand to pick me up and move me somewhere else. And over the next few years, God began to put people in my life and help me to rebuild my faith in God's truth, in God's word, in who God really says I was, instead of all these other things that I was chasing. And that real faith gave me a strong foundation because I experienced another massive trial. Our third son was stillborn. And here the winds came and the rain came and the flood waters were rising, and life was hard and it was sad and it was frustrating. But in this experience, I had the hope of Jesus Christ. I had the hope in seeing my son again. I had the hope in a faith that was grounded in truth, and I was able to sustain through that time and to support my wife and to support my kids, and really also heal because I had a practical faith, not just one that we hope to experience after death or hope to experience in a church service, but a faith that was practical that I got to experience every day. And why is a faith built on foundation so much more powerful? Because God is the one who has authority. And when we put our hope and our trust in Him, we are resting in His authority. And we can see this truth in the final two verses of chapter 7. It says in verse 28, and when Jesus finished saying these things, the crowds were astonished at his teachings, for he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribes. You see, Christ's teaching isn't like the teaching of man. It goes deep into our hearts, and we allow it to go deep into our hearts, and we get out of the way, and the Holy Spirit just does what he does, and he moves us. Things change. You see, Christ is the Word made flesh. And then God preserved his word and made it available to us and giving us the scriptures. And then indwells us with the Holy Spirit so that we can receive his word and understand his word, because we are prone to wander. We are prone to sin. We are prone to try to do things ourselves. And when we do things ourselves, we're like the man who builds on sand. But when we trust in the Lord and the Holy Spirit does his work in our hearts and allows us to begin to lay that foundation, or really he lays that foundation for us, and then we build our house on top of that, we can stand firm when the storms come our way. So I've got one question for you to think about today. What areas of your life do you need God to tear down so that you can rebuild on a foundation of truth? Now, this is a scary question, and it's not something you're supposed to do alone. You see, when I was living in that time before I had a solid foundation, I thought I had to do it alone. I didn't trust anyone. I didn't allow other people to speak into my life. And the people that were around my life weren't really filling me with God's truth. But when the Lord shook that foundation and tore down that house, he started to put people in my life who could speak into me. Great counselors, great mentors and coaches who were able to walk with me through these struggles and over the years build this foundation around the truth of Christ. If you're ready to move your foundation, you're ready to experience the freedom that is found only in the gospel of Jesus Christ and do it in a mentorship relationship, in a discipleship relationship, check us out at reformedandredeemed.org. This is what we do. We walk alongside you through life storms, helping you build that foundation in biblical truths so that you can lead well in your home, lead well in your marriage, lead well in your vocation, and really carry the gospel forth in all you do.